The CMJ Music Marathon also wrapped up over this past weekend. It is the pop music event of the fall season in New York City. The College Music Journal established a showcase for up-and-coming bands back in 1980. One trio that played is considered very up-and-coming. In fact, the group Revolver landed on the MTV list of top 10 buzz bands for the five-day festival. Kind of surprising, since Revolver is from France, a country not associated, even still, with good pop music exports. The Rolls' Marco Werman went to find out what all the buzz is about.
It helps that Revolver sings in English. That eliminates a big hurdle for a lot of American listeners who headed to the Hero Ballroom in New York to see this French buzz band.
We'll help each other through the night. We're welcome sound.
A typical Revolver sound check involves two languages. The vocals in English, instructions to their techie in French.
We'll help each other through the night. These days I've been losing track.
When we speak, I think you can tell that we are French, but when we sing sometimes, maybe it's harder.
That's lead guitarist and vocalist Ambroise Vuillaume. Christophe Musset is Revolver's other guitarist and singer. Almost everything Christophe knows about music, he says, comes from listening to the Kinks, Simon and Garfunkel, and, of course, the Beatles. Even the band's name came from the Beatles' album, Revolver.
It's not a question of whether I like or not the Beatles. They invented a language, and we still, you know, carry on this language. And every pop music band is, in a way, influenced, whether they like it or not, by the Beatles, I think.
You lay there till the end of the day, hiding away a few needles in the hay, 'cause all you know is time won't stop.
That's Balula Lo, a track off Revolver's 2010 debut album. Revolver has many fans in France, especially in Paris, where they're based. But Ambroise Vuillaume says if it weren't for the other handful of successful English singing bands in France these days, like Phoenix, Revolver would have had a tougher time building their fan base.
The labels and all the music industry, they were really, really not okay with French bands singing in English.
That's because a 1994 French law requires 40% of songs on radio playlists to be sung in the French language. The government was trying to combat what they saw as a preponderance of English pop music. But bands like Phoenix and now Revolver have created an ambiguous zone where they are French, but they sing in English. Ambroise Vuillaume remembers a special meeting the band had not long ago with Frédéric Mitterrand, France's Minister of Culture.
And we were like, yeah, you know, we sing in English, and we thought the quotas laws were pretty awkward because we are French artists, and he was like, oh yeah, I'm going to think about that. So maybe...
Has he gotten back to you?
No.
Revolver isn't waiting. They're on the radio in France, they've mastered catchy harmonies, and they assert their classical training on stage. And every now and then, the lads are delighted to knock out dead-on covers of some of their favorite pop tunes of the 60s and 70s. For The World, I'm Marco Werman, New York.
Helplessly holding her harlequin hovers nearby, awaiting a word. Gasping at glimpses of gentle true spirit, he runs, wishing he could fly high, only to trip at the sound of goodbye. Worldlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside.
Come to theworld.org, where you can hear and see Revolver covering Stephen Stills' classic Helplessly Hoping. Also take a look at the trio's lovely version of the Beatles' This Boy. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.